Welcome to Call to Freedom with Barbara Carmack. This is Jimmy Lakey, and I'm delighted that you are joining us for this half hour. You can reach Call to Freedom at Box 370-367, Denver, Colorado, 80237, or by going to the website at www.freedomstreet.org. If you want to leave a message or order a Word-powered daily reading Bible guide or a Freedom Street Express newsletter, you can call us toll-free at 1-877-917-7256 and leave your name and address, including your zip code. If you want to talk to Barbara right now, she is expecting your call. You may call that same toll-free number, 1-877-917-7256, to speak to her. And now, let's join Barbara in the studio.
On this Encore show, Darren and I are in the fourth chapter of the book of John, where Jesus is resting at a well in Samaria after a long day of walking. I believe Jesus knew there was going to be a divine appointment between he and a Samaritan woman. Jesus has planned this meeting because of a supernatural revelation of God's character, and it's going to be revealed during their conversation. Jesus told the woman that a time would come when people would no longer worship God at the mountain or in Jerusalem, but in their own spirits, because God is spirit, and we must worship him in spirit and in truth. We listen to the anointed music of Terry McAlmon. Holy, holy is his name. Worthy, worthy, let all the earth proclaim. Mighty, mighty, there is no God like you, and we worship you in spirit and in truth. Now let's join the program.
Well, today we're starting our broadcast with Scripture, and we want you to know that the Word power for every hour is what will really pay off for you, and we're recommending that you get into the Word and go for it. Now, some people don't think the Word is important, but I want to tell you something. It is important, and we like to see people get into the Word and every day keep going until they get through the Bible in a year with us. We think that's the best way to do it, so we recommend that to you. In fact, this morning I was reading early. Got up a little extra early today, and it was like the Holy Spirit was saying to me, call to me, and I will answer you and tell you great and mighty things which you do not know, which happens to be God's phone number out of Jeremiah 33:3. Let me give that to you again. It was really interesting. The Holy Spirit was speaking to me, says, talk to me, ask me, you know, come and make requests of me, and I will tell you great and mighty things you do not know. Well, I've been after some revelation from the Lord, and he is gradually giving that to me, it seems, piece by piece. Maybe he can't trust me with the whole thing right now, but he's giving me pieces of that revelation, and I really like that. So let me quote that again to you, Jeremiah 33:3, where we refer to that as God's phone number, and here's what he says, call to me, and I will answer you and tell you great and mighty things which you do not know. I love that scripture, Barb.
And some translations say, call to me and I will answer you and show you great and mighty things. But in showing us, God is really telling us. And a lot of the things that he showed, he said with his words first, and then they were manifested. And I believe those two words just go arm in arm with each other. Their meanings are very, very much similar.
So you say that show and tell are about the same?
Yeah, it's like, you know, in
like show and tell in school.
Show and tell, that's right. Today, I would like to, before we play this wonderful music, I would like to go to John 4, Darren, and talk about a little bit about how the believer must worship Jesus in spirit and in truth. There's no other way to worship Jesus. And I believe a lot of you who are listening today, you really need to say, Lord, and I've done this and Darren's done this, Lord, help me to learn to worship you. Change me if you need to, Jesus. But help me to get into that worship that you really are blessed by. Because we don't want to just go in half-baked. We want to give God all the glory and Jesus all the glory. So if we tell him, Jesus, teach me how to worship you, I believe it's going to be a wonderful lesson. Darren, here when Jesus was at the well, and he was going from Judea into Galilee, where Jerusalem is, and he had to cross through Samaria, and he was very tired, and sometimes we don't think of Jesus getting tired, but he was very tired, And he came by a well, and there was a woman drawing water, and he asked her for a drink. And usually Jews do not talk to Samaritans at all. They are off limits to talking to, especially women. And the Samaritan woman was probably surprised, and she asked him, well, how are you a Jew talking to me? And Jesus said in the 10th verse, if you knew the gift of God and who it is who says to you, give me a drink, you would have him have asked him, and he would have given you living water. Now here he's talking about the infilling of Holy Spirit, Darren, that when we're filled with Holy Spirit, we have living water coming forth like a fountain out of us. He goes on in this chapter, and I love this chapter, where he talks about her personal life. And when he says, you know, go call your husband to come here. And she said, I have no husband. And Jesus said, you have well said, I have no husband, for you have had five. My goodness, this woman has been busy. You have had five husbands, and the one whom you now have is not your husband. This you have said truly. So he believed that the woman he was talking to was a woman of honesty, even though she was very promiscuous, probably. She was honest in telling him that. And the woman said to him, sir, I perceive you're a prophet. Our fathers worshipped in this mountain, and you people say that in Jerusalem is the place where men ought to worship. Now, that's what man, I believe. We were talking to Ron Borrego the other day, and he said, I grew up thinking the place where we went to worship was where God's presence was. But I've learned that God's presence isn't in that building. Sometimes it comes down because we're fellowshipping together and the Spirit is there. But he says the temple is who we are. We are the temple of God. And I really appreciate what he had to say.
Well, it's like I've said to people from time to time, just to try to get their attention. I said, do you know what God's address is? Are you a Christian? Yeah, I'm a Christian. I said, well, whatever your address is, that's where Jesus lives, because your body is temple of the Holy Spirit. Mm. And I think that's what Ron was referring to, and I'm glad you went back to that reference. But here, this woman was perceptive. She was informed. I don't know how well informed, but she was probably better informed than some. And she was trying to talk to him in his frame of reference, and he was trying to, I believe, elevate the conversation to another dimension, which Jesus often did in the New Testament. He would talk to them in physical terms, but then he would slide something in that really talked about the spiritual.
Yes. So here Jesus is saying to her, woman, believe me, an hour is coming when neither in this mountain nor in Jerusalem shall you worship the Father. He's saying, you don't have to go to this mountain to worship, and you don't have to go to Jerusalem to worship. Holy Spirit, who is everywhere, is where you are, and you can worship anywhere. You worship that which you do not know. He's saying to her, you worship what you don't know, and we worship that which we know, for salvation is from the Jews. He's telling her where the salvation came from and who he is. But an hour is coming, and now is, when the true worshipers shall worship the Father in spirit and truth. For such people, the Father seeks to be his worshipers.
You know, that's what I was talking about. Jesus said, you got a true worship is going to come in the Spirit.
Yes.
And I think about Matthew 6:33, when Jesus said, seek first that kingdom, or the kingdom of God, and his righteousness, or that right standing with him, mm-hmm. and all these things shall be added unto you. He was talking really in two worlds there, which he frequently did, and here he's doing it again.
That's right.
You must worship him in spirit and truth. You know, Barb, I think I see a lot of churches where I see there's a lot of clapping, singing, dancing, loud music, and so on. And I'm not necessarily against loud music, but sometimes I look at that and I say, is the Spirit of the Lord there? Or is this a performance? You know, am I looking down the road to see if the other guy's gyrating, you know, is good or better than I am, or I am better than he is? And sometimes I think, well, with all that clamor, is God really there? Is he pleased with that? Sometimes
pleased?
I don't
Mostly,
think he's
yes.
pleased with it.
No, I don't either.
I think there's more flesh than there is spirit. Maybe there's all flesh and no spirit.
But here in John 4:24, and I pray that you will look it up today and read it and memorize it. This is a very pivotal verse in this chapter. It says, God is spirit. That's what God is made up of. He is spirit. And what God sees us in us is not the physical first that we're working in the gyms on and we're doing dieting on and we're mostly focused on. It's not the physical. It's not the emotional or our mind that we're trying to intellectualize and educate and go to school for. No, it's not that either. It's our spirit that God looks at. God is spirit, and those who worship him must worship him in spirit and truth. The music that we're going to be playing here for you is on the worship album, Live Worship, by Terry McAllman. God bless you, Terry. This man is a true worshiper, and I'm so blessed that this is the best-selling CD right now in gospel music, because I know you want to worship also. God bless you as you listen to it.
This is the time when true worshipers worship Him. These are the days when my Father's ways will be known. Thank you.
It's hard to talk after that, you know.
I really don't believe that a person can get into this worship, this kind of worship, Darren, until they quiet themselves. You know, I was, even after I came into the house the other day from being out in the world all day, and I turned on this CD, it was like it took me 5, 10, 15 minutes. I had to start over again. I went to the very beginning of this CD again because I needed that time to quiet myself down from all the worldliness. I know that some of you really understand. You just like to get alone with the Lord, like Mike Murdoch says, in his secret place for a while. So I recommend this CD, Live Worship by Terry McAllman. And the last name is MacAlmon, McAllman. And you will be totally blessed. And Darren, I'm so thankful it is the best-selling CD right now in gospel music. And I believe the hearts of the remnant are really wanting to worship God. And I suggest when you get this CD, you quiet yourself. You won't really appreciate it until you quiet yourself before Him.
You know, I believe there's a thirst and a hunger for righteousness, as the Bible says, but it says God is spirit, and those who worship Him must worship Him in spirit and in truth, not in the natural and not in reason and not in the mind. And I know what you're talking about, Barb. Sometimes I just say phone calls, traffic, all of these things that seem to intersect our lives and come into our lives. And sometimes I say, you know, I wish the intersection wasn't me. I wish I could step away and maybe sit down by a stream or a river or get under a tree or get down on the surf on the beach in California or something and just listen to the waves come in. In fact, I had an opportunity to do that a couple, 3 weeks ago, and I went down and found some big rocks, and I laid down and I just listened to the surf. Uh-huh. It's like the longer I'm there, the more it just washes my soul from all the worries of the world. And you know, when we read the story of the sower that goes forth to sow, one of the things that choked out the word was the worries and deceitfulness of the world.
Yes.
And I appreciate what you said about that. Let's go back to John chapter 4.
Yes. And after Jesus says, God is spirit, and those who worship Him must worship in spirit and truth, the woman said to Him, I know that Messiah is coming. And when He comes, He will declare all things to us. And Jesus said to her, oh, I can't speak. Jesus said to her, I know, I who speak to you am He. Oh, thank you, Father.
I'll go on and read. And that's good, Barb. And at this point, His disciples came, and they marveled that He had been speaking with a woman. Yet no one said, what do you seek, or why do you speak with her? So the woman left her water pot, went into the city, and said to the men, come see a man who told me all things that I've done. This is not the Christ, is it? They went out of the city, and they were coming to Him. And in the meanwhile, the disciples were requesting Him, saying, Rabbi, eat. And He said to them, I have food to eat that you do not know about.
Have you ever been, Darren, hungry? And, well, for instance, like when we used to go to church, or even this last week, we hadn't eaten for about, 20 hours, when from Friday afternoon to when we went to our seminar on Saturday morning. So our physical stomachs were empty, and they were hungering food. But when we got in among God's people, we forgot all about food. Food was totally unimportant. And when we're in the presence of God, I believe that's the same thing. And Jesus here, they were so concerned about Him because He'd walked such a long way that day. And they had gone in to find food. They were still in the world trying to find the physical needs and fill the physical needs. And He said to them, I have food to eat that you don't know about. And when we take in Jesus, the living bread, and Jesus' blood, it energizes us so much, Darren, that I believe that we forget about that worldly, physical sustenance. And we are living off that true bread. Anyway, I have experienced that. And when food becomes not important at all anymore, and I know some of you have experienced that in your worship, and the disciples therefore were saying to one another, "No one brought him anything to eat, did he?" And Jesus said to him, "My food is to do the will of him who sent me and to accomplish his work."
You know, at one point Jesus breathed on them and said, "Receive Holy Spirit." And sometimes I feel this differently than you do. You will feel it more in music than I will. But I believe Jesus is saying all the time, "Receive my Holy Spirit. Receive Holy Spirit from heaven." And when we get attuned to that and we shut down all of the doorways seemingly to the natural impulses that come in, and those things that come in to derail us, very honestly, distractions, and maybe they're good distractions. Maybe it's something to do with the ministry or whatever, but it's still a distraction. It keeps you off of that frequency with the Lord. And I know you crave that. You hunger and thirst after that. And we should as believers, but when it says, "You must worship me in spirit and in truth," how do we do that? How do you do that, Barbara?
I can't talk.
You can't talk. She's so blessed. You can't talk. Well, that's okay. You can be blessed, and we'll go on here with the show. But, you know, folks, I think there are times when you need to sit down with the Lord, and sometimes when you're with someone you really love, you just want to sit there and just, I mean, squeeze everything out of the moment. You say, "Oh, God, I hope the clock stops. I don't want this day to ever end. I want to freeze time in this capsule right now. And I don't want it to go on. I don't want there to be a tomorrow. I want the right now. I want to just hold on to this." The only way I think we can really understand that is to be with the Lord. And know that one day we're going to be out of here, out of this natural world, and out away from these natural impulses and demands and so on. And we're going to be with the Lord full time. And we're going to be able to, he says, "A day with me is like 1,000 years. Well, I think we're all looking forward to that. And we're going to have that time with the Lord. We're going to be able to just snuggle up and stay there and not have to get up and go do something else that's demanding our time and attention. I'm looking forward to that time, Barbara.
I am too. And I realize that after Jesus ministered to this woman and the men that followed her out from town, he spent a couple days with them, and there were many people that believed in him. And Darren, when people are in the midst of true worship, true praise, there's going to be changing of hearts. It can't help but change hearts. And that's what we're in this ministry for. To see the hearts of people changed and the hearts of people directed toward the Lord.
Well, that's the deepest need we have. And sometimes we try to fill that void that's in our lives. And I believe it's a God-created void on purpose.
Yes, yes, it is.
And the only way we're going to find the satisfaction for that deep yearning is to be with the Lord. And last Saturday morning, as I watched you sing there in Portland to the people, no one was leaving. Nobody was restless. Everybody was glued and tapping into the Spirit of God. Those are precious, precious moments. I know it was to you. It really ministered to you.
Yeah.
I know it was ministering to the people, but I suspect the one that got the most out of that was you.
Yes. And it's so interesting. We call our homes where our physical body lives, where we eat and where we sleep. But I was home. I was home. Wherever a person is with his brothers and sisters worshiping the Lord, that's home. And I can't imagine when we get to heaven and worship and praise him together. Well, that's why we're going to have new bodies.
Right.
My body here is just going to die.
Your body is not wired for it.
No, it is not wired for it.
Well, sometimes
in
worship,
you,
I will say the scripture out of Revelation 5, and there's several like this in the book of Revelation. And the book of Revelation is not a sad book, it's a book of joy. That's what I call it, because it talks about our enemy being cast into the pit. But here in Revelation 5:11, it says, the angels were saying with a loud voice, Worthy is the Lamb that was slain to receive power and riches and wisdom and might and honor and glory and blessing. And every created thing which is in heaven and on earth and under the earth and on the sea and all things in them, I heard them saying, to him who sits on the throne and to the Lamb be blessing and honor and glory and dominion forever and ever. And sometimes when I'm in a spiritual battle, I like to just say those scriptures. I like to say, worthy is the Lamb that was slain to receive glory, honor, majesty, and power. Holy, 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 Lord God Almighty, who was and is to come. Those are words out of the book of Revelation. You get it out and read it. I've underlined those and kind of set those out aside so that I can remember. But the last verse in Revelation 4, worthy art thou, our Lord and our God, to receive glory and honor and power. For thou didst create all things, and because of thy will they existed and were created. Jesus was the creator. Holy Spirit was the manifester of what Jesus was creating.
I hope you were blessed by this encore show. When Jesus was being tempted by the devil, he said that you should not live by the physical nutrition alone, but by every word that is in the Bible you read, meaning that the most important thing you focus on in this life is learning about the Spirit in you and Holy Spirit who is sent from God to teach you all things. Until the next time, God bless you and keep you.
Thank you for listening to Call to Freedom with Barbara Carmack. You may get in touch with Barbara at Call to Freedom, Box 370-367, Denver, Colorado, 80237. Or you may leave your message at 1-877-917-7256. Call to Freedom is a listener-supported radio ministry. Barbara and her power partners invite you to come on board with us and become a network of hands holding up Call to Freedom ministry. Power partners support Call to Freedom with prayer and monthly financial support. You will be blessed supernaturally. We invite you to visit Call to Freedom's website, www.freedomstreet.org, where you can hear Barbara's daily radio broadcast 24 hours a day or order materials. You may share your praise reports and heart cries by mailing them to Call to Freedom, Box 370-367, Denver, Colorado, 80237, or you may email us at barbaracarmack@freedomstreet.org. Until next time, remember, Jesus loves you, Barbara loves you, and take joy in